This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country remains steadfast in its resolve to defeat terrorism and dismantle its enabling ecosystem. In a social media post on the completion of 1 year of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Modi said the Indian Armed Forces had displayed unparalleled courage, precision and resolve during the operation. He said the forces gave a fitting response to those who dared to attack innocent Indians at Pahalgam. Mr. Modi also added that the entire nation salutes the armed forces for their valour. The Prime Minister said Operation Sindoor reflected India's firm response against terrorism and its unwavering commitment to safeguarding national security. India Today said it gave a befitting reply to Pakistan during Operation Sindoor for its sponsorship of cross-border terrorism. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Radhir Jaiswal stressed that cross-border terrorism has long been used by Pakistan as an instrument of state policy.
We are marking the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. The entire world saw the Pahalgam terrorist attack for what it was. We gave a befitting reply to Pakistan for its sponsorship of cross-border terrorism. The world knows that cross-border terrorism has long been used by Pakistan as an instrument of state policy. We in India have every right to defend ourselves against terrorism. We will continue to work to strengthen the global fight against terrorism.
Responding to a query on repatriation of illegal Bangladeshis, Mr. Jaiswal said that more than 2,860 cases of nationality verification are pending with Bangladesh. He said that any foreign national staying illegally in the country must be repatriated as per country's laws, procedures and established bilateral mechanisms and arrangements. On Khalistani groups in Canada, the spokesperson said that India has consistently spoken out about concerns regarding the use of Canadian territory as a safe haven by extremist and separatist elements. In Tamil Nadu, amid political stalemate, the Palis continue to form the new government. In this regard, Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar invited the TVK president C. Joseph Vijay to Lok Bhavan in Chennai today. It was informed in the press release from the Lok Bhavan that during the meeting, the governor explained that the requisite majority support in the Tamil Nadu Legislative Assembly, which is essential for forming the government, has not been established. In West Bengal, in connection with the murder of BJP MLA Suvendu Adhikari's close aide, Chandranath Rath, the state police have arrested three individuals. Police also formed a seven-member special investigation team, that is SIT. It will work under the supervision of the IG of CID. Meanwhile, police took into custody and investigated a resident of Siliguri in connection with the murder case. His car's number plate was allegedly used by the assailants who killed Chandranath Rath last night. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandviya today said that India's sporting future depends on stronger coordination between athletes, federations and governments. He said this while addressing the National Sports Federation Conclave 2026 in New Delhi. Dr. Mandviya said that the conclave marks a coordinated step towards India's preparation for upcoming global sporting events, including the Commonwealth Games 2026, Asian Games 2026 and Summer Olympics 2028. President of Vietnam, Tho Lam, today emphasized that India and Vietnam together have a significant opportunity to play a pivotal role in the global supply chain in today's changing world order. Addressing the India-Vietnam Business Forum in Mumbai, Mr. Lam stated that both the countries have faced many challenges with mutual cooperation in the past and invited Indian companies, especially those working in cutting-edge technology sectors, to invest in Vietnam. Speaking on the occasion, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis asserted that entrepreneurs, investors and professionals from the technology and manufacturing sectors in countries like India and Vietnam will shape the future of Asia. Around 40 passengers from a cruise ship hit by a deadly hantavirus outbreak disembarked at the remote South Atlantic island of St. Helena last month without contact tracing nearly 2 weeks after the first passenger died on board. The Dutch Foreign Ministry has confirmed the number. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 64 for no loss in 5.4 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Lucknow when reports last came in. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and opted to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.